He jumped from surprise just as obviously as he would have if a person popped out from the bushes to frighten him. In disbelief, Matthew yanked on the handle three more times. When he gave up and turned around, he noticed the empty parking lot. He froze in place. Had he entered another dimension? Matthew watched a considerable amount of science fiction television. Still, he recognized that this was implausible in the real world, and so he checked his watch. It said that it was 8:10 a.m., his normal report time for work. He looked at the horizon, slowly turning his head to take in the full effect of the strangeness of the morning. The sky was the same color it had been when he arrived at work on Friday. There weren't as many cars whizzing by as he was used to hearing. Near the dumpster, across the lot, some spilled trash rustled, and he could hear it, when ordinarily he wouldn't have been able to hear such a faint noise over the traffic.